Good afternoon, everybody. A little bit of history before I get to what we're releasing today. I started the investigation into Arctic Frost July 2022 based on whistleblower disclosures. Based on these disclosures, we know that weaponized taxpayer-funded agents and prosecutors advanced the investigation. As Arctic Frost advanced, 92 Republican organizations or individuals were targeted, not just Trump, and they were added to its scope. And author of that targeting list was Special Agent Washington Walter Gerardino. He's the same weaponized agent who was involved in other cases against Republicans, including Peter Navarro. We've learned Jack Smith secretly obtained phone record data from at least 8 senators and 1 congressman. I've recently been informed by Verizon that at least 11 members with Verizon accounts were affected. That includes a hard line for Senator Cruz's office and a staffer cell phone for former Senator Leffler. AT&T informed me they challenged the legal basis for Jack Smith's efforts, and Smith backed down. So today, we're making public new records that I've obtained through legally protected whistleblower disclosures. 197 subpoenas were issued by Jack Smith and his team. These subpoenas were issued to 34 individuals and 163 businesses, including financial institutions. And one of the points of contact on many of these subpoenas was that person I previously named Special Agent Walter Giardino. The subpoena requested records and communications related to over 430 individual and organizations. All of them appear to be aimed at Republicans. A subpoena to Event Strategies requested records relating to Turning Point USA and the Republican Attorney General's Association. One subpoena to Apple sought records relating to Trump and the January 6th prison choir. Earlier this year, I obtained emails between and among J.P. Cooney, one of Jack Smith's prosecutors. That email exchange was March 2023 about a partisan news article on January 6th, and this is what Cooney said in the email. Can we do some work to nail down Trump's role in this, perhaps with the same process on Ed Henry's LLC, end quote.